In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, this week, having just heard the gospel reading on Sunday of the wonderful parable of the lost son, we know that Christ tells us a few parables about things that are lost. The lost son, the lost coin, the lost sheep. And Christ is the shepherd who goes out and finds the lost sheep. The lost coin, Christ tells us, it's a woman would be sweeping all of her house to find this lost coin, and then when she finds it, she invites all the friends to get together to celebrate. And then the father, when he receives his lost son, again calls everyone together to kill the fatted calf and to celebrate. And Saint Ambrose put a very succinct way of understanding this lost as a way of God always working on all of us, always seeking to bring us together, always seeking to bring us together in celebration of forgiveness and of this relationship. So he says, Christ is the shepherd who finds the lost sheep. He says, the woman is the church that finds the lost coin, and that, of course, the Father is God the Father who tries always to receive us and who gives us the gift of adoption even before we deserve it. Or when do we deserve it? He just gives it to us, and we have to receive it and try always to be humble as servants. But as we do that, then he treats us as sons and heirs. So this is a beautiful communication that God himself, with his own mouth, his own words, comes to call all of us to be found. And he tells us in various ways that when we are, there's great rejoicing in heaven to know that Christ is the shepherd who would be willing to go out and find the one person who's lost, that the church should be sweeping the whole house to find one lost coin, and that our Father in heaven treats us like his own son and is willing to give us that very kingdom. And we have the intercessions of the Theotokos, the one who really calls us also to church, this place where the coins are found, but and also brings us together with joy to love one another and to know that this Holy Spirit unites us across time and space and helps us to love one another and be part of this joyous kingdom always. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.